Welcome to Relationship Workout for Many podcast dedicated to helping men be intentional in choosing a better partner and being a better partner for the person they choose. In this season 18, we'll explore the relationship workout core number 15, action, and the foundational relationship question, are you taking action to improve the quality of your relationship? So why is taking action an important core relationship area? Well, as we all know, no one is perfect when it comes to relationships. We all have areas we can strengthen. Therefore, the question is, are you open to discovering how you can improve the skills and how you show up in your relationship and then making changes to be a better partner? Or are you fine with the status quo quality of your relationship? Put another way, it's easy to say you're committed to relationship excellence, but doing something about it, well, that's an entirely different ballgame. Of course, everyone knows the adage, actions speak louder than words, right? I would suggest that saying actions speak louder than words takes on an increased importance in a committed, intimate relationship, as expressions like I love you are so easily said to the person you're sleeping with. That said, feelings of love and acts of love are two separate things, although loving feelings can certainly motivate loving actions. I can be madly in love with my wife, but this doesn't guarantee at all that I will always act in loving ways towards her. This is partially true because of how much easier it is for me to get triggered by my wife, the person I love. Indeed, navigating the complexities of love isn't always straightforward, especially when the person you adore does something that deeply frustrates you. To put it differently, the depth of your relationship and the emotional bond you share with your partner can make you more susceptible to being triggered by her actions, revealing vulnerabilities in your relationship game. For instance, if a complete stranger shows contempt towards you, effectively calling you an idiot in words, tone of voice, and facial expression, you might at worst, well, be mildly annoyed. You might even laugh it off, saying, well, she's just plain crazy. But if your partner, the person you love, rolls her eyes at you showing contempt and essentially passively calling you an idiot, well, this can excite rage within you. Actually, when you feel triggered by your partner, you may not just be reacting to what the person you love is saying or doing toward you. You can also be reacting to what you tell yourself about what that person is saying or doing. When this happens, this is your critical inner voice, literally attacking the person you love. For instance, nobody appreciates being interrupted by their partner. However, in such situations, our inner critic might not prompt us to address the issue constructively. Such as saying something like, well, I feel disregarded and as if my perspective doesn't matter to you when you interrupt me. This approach might foster a more resilient relationship. Instead, our critical inner voice might misinterpret actions such as an eye roll, assigning them negative connotations, believing your partner to be dismissive, uncaring, or indifferent to your views. This misinterpretation can occur even when your partner does value your opinion, but is also very passionate about her own. Your critical inner voice can lead you to act in unloving ways toward the person you love because it can distort that person's words and actions through a negative filter, exaggerating and adding interpretations often skewed from reality. In addition to dealing with your inner critic stirring up critical thoughts and judgments toward your partner, the fact that the interactions are with someone you love only intensifies these emotions. You may think your emotions are rational responses to what happened or was said, but the intensity can have a lot to do with being triggered by your past. One key is to develop the ability to witness your thoughts, as was discussed in Season 2, The Mind, so you can notice and stop your inner critic before it negatively influences you to act in unloving ways towards the person you love. In addition, when dating people, you can say and do the most loving things to get the girl or guy. But once the wedding bells have sounded and the words I do are shared with commitments of being together forever through thick and thin, well, suddenly being on best behavior can be thrown out with the trash. For instance, we can start to take our partner for granted, making other areas in our life, from our careers to our golf games, our priority. But taking your wife for granted can erode the foundations of trust and appreciation that your relationship is built upon. It's a misstep that not only diminishes her value in your eyes, but can also lead to feelings of neglect and emotional distance. When we fail to recognize and appreciate the contribution, support, and love our partners provide, well, we risk creating an environment where resentment can flourish and the bond between us weakens. It's essential to remember that a successful partnership thrives on mutual respect, gratitude, and the continuous acknowledgement of each other's efforts. By actively appreciating your partner and not taking her for granted, you nurture a stronger, more resilient connection that is more capable of withstanding life's challenges. One way to help ensure you don't take your wife or girlfriend for granted is to do one nice thing for her, the same thing, every day. For me, every morning, I make my wife a cup of coffee. It's part of my morning routine, but every time I bring her that cup of coffee, it shows her I'm thinking of her and showing a small token of appreciation for all she does for me and our family. For a gentleman I met on a flight the other day who has been married for over 30 years, almost every day he makes the bed after his wife gets up and is in the shower. She appreciates coming out of the bathroom to a tidy made bed. So yes, actions speak louder than words, showing your partner you care about her. So what nice thing are you going to do every day for your special someone? So to summarize, in this season's first episode, we discuss making your relationship enough of a priority to take the action to continuously ask, what can you do to be a better partner and improve the quality of your relationship? In fact, the first 7 seasons of this podcast were essentially devoted to providing us men some insights to help us show up as more skilled and stronger partners. In addition, the Relationship Workout program at relationshipworkout.com is available to you to provide personalized insights on what actions you can take and how to improve your relationship skills on your journey to improving the quality of your relationship. This all said, for the rest of this season 18, I'm going to switch gears and discuss a separate action, deciding whether to stay or leave a relationship. And that's the topic of our next episode.